Welcome to evening prayer on Wednesday, 17th of June. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my crag, my fortress, and my deliverer.
In my distress, I call upon the Lord and cried out to my God for help.
He heard my voice in his temple, and my cry came to his ears.
He parted the heavens and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet.
He rode upon the cherubim and flew. He came flying on the wings of the wind.
He made darkness his covering around about him, dark waters and thick clouds his pavilion.
From the brightness of his presence, through the clouds burst hailstones and coals of fire.
The Lord also thundered out of heaven. The Most High uttered unto his voice with hailstones and coals of fire.
For you will save a lowly people and bring down the high looks of the proud.
You also shall light my candle. The Lord my God shall make my darkness be bright.
As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried in the fire. He is a shield to all who trust in him.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. My delight shall be in your commandments.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end.
Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. I shall keep it with my whole heart.
Lead me in the path of your commandments, for therein is my delight.
Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to unjust gain.
Turn away my eyes, lest they glaze on my vanities. Oh, give me life in your ways.
Conform to your servant your promise, which stands for all who fear you.
Turn away reproach, which I dread, because your judgments are good.
For I long for your commandments. In your righteousness, give me life.
Let your faithful love come unto me, O Lord, even your salvation, according to your promise.
Then I shall answer those who taunt me, for my trust is in your word.
O take not the word of the truth uttered out of my mouth, for my hope is in your judgments.
So I shall always keep your law. I shall keep it forever and ever. My delight shall be in your commandments.
God of loving mercy, in this place of our pilgrimage, turn into your laws into songs, that we may find your promise filled in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
A reading from Romans 8. 1 to 11. So now those who are in Christ Jesus are not judged guilty. Through Jesus Christ, the laws of the Spirit that brings you life made you free from the law that brings you sin and death. The law was without power. Because of the law was made it weak by the sinful selves. But God did not want the law, could not do. He sent his own son to earth with the same humans, life that others use for sin. By sending his son to be an offering for sin, God used human life to destroy sin. He did this so that we could be kind of people of the law, correctly wants us to be. Now, we do not live following our sinsy shells, but we live following the Spirit. Those who live following their sinful shells think only about their sinful selves once. But those who live following the Spirit are thinking about the things the Spirit wants them to do. If people are thinking is controlled by the sinful self, there is death. But if their thinking is controlled by the Spirit, their life and peace. When people are thinking is controlled by a sinly self, they are against God because they refuse to obey God's law and really are not even able to obey God's law. Those people who are ruled by their sinly selves cannot please God. But you are not ruled by your sinly self. You are ruled by the Spirit. If that Spirit of God really lives in you. But the person who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. Your body will always be dead because of the sin. But if Christ is in you, then the Spirit gives you life. Because Christ made you right with God. God raised Jesus from the dead. And if the God Spirit lives in you, he will also give life to the bodies that died. God is the one who raised Christ from the dead and gave you life through his Spirit, that he lives in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me with your glory. I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand and afterwards receive me with glory. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me with glory. Dear Lord, as the academic year is coming to an end, please bring succour to those students who have suffered during these past 3 months. Many have struggled to stay motivated as they no longer have their peers around them to support them. Many have not had the support from the academic staff they paid for and need. Many have strong academic skills but struggle with mental health or anxiety problems. For these students, the past 3 months have been really hard. We offer up our prayers for students who are struggling for whatever reason. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.